is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical. It's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
It is absolutely amazing that after the transformational process that the United States economy has gone through, coming out of an administration that spent 8 years blaming George W. Bush for the slow economy it was dealing with, it is absolutely mind-boggling to me that Barack Obama and his defenders and cohorts are trying to take credit for an economy that has taken off because of the changes of this administration. The rollback of regulations, the rollback of taxes, the business-friendly environment that has produced an optimism among business owners that has not been seen in this country in years. And the Obama administration wants to step up and take credit for it. Remember, this is the same administration, the same president, who led us to believe that 2% growth was the new normal. That 2% growth was the new normal. And that's what we had to live with. In fact, I want to take you back to a conversation on the PBS NewsHour back in the middle of 2016, weeks out from the election, June 1st of 2016, Barack Obama, the president, went to Elkhart, Indiana to talk about job losses at a plant run by Carrier, an air conditioning manufacturer that had announced it was going to move to Mexico. Of course, you know that didn't happen later because Donald Trump intervened and Mike Pence intervened, and it didn't happen. But listen to what Barack Obama said about the economy and said about Donald Trump and said what was possible, and more importantly, what he said was not possible. Go with it.
For those folks who've lost their job right now because a plant went down to Mexico, you know, that isn't going to make you feel better. And so what we have to do is to make sure that folks are trained for the jobs that are coming in now, because some of those jobs of the past are just not going to come back. And when somebody says, like the person you just mentioned, who I'm not going to advertise for, that he's going to bring all these jobs back, well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do? There's no answer to it. He just says, "Well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal." Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have? And usually the answer is he doesn't have an answer. So what I've tried to do, what my administration's tried to do, is let's grow those manufacturing sectors like clean energy, some of these new technologies that are coming up. Let's focus on those. We've set up, for example, manufacturing hubs where we work with universities, local businesses, local governments to create research labs that can take something like 3D printing or, you know, nanotechnology or all kinds of stuff that I can't really explain because, you know, scientists and really smart people know all about it, and said, let's invest in this so that when the new jobs come, they're coming here. But I got to tell you that the days when you just being willing to work hard and you can now walk into a plant and suddenly there's going to be a job for you for 30 years or 40 years, that's just not going to be there for our kids. Because
I don't know if that's true. That's enough. I've had enough of that negative comment and negative commentary. The truth is today that you can walk in all sorts of places and work for 30 years if you have a little bit of skill in heating and air or plumbing or electricity or drywalling or roofing or construction jobs. I can tell you that. I can tell you the construction jobs the last 30 or 40 years right now, certainly in Michigan. I know it's also true in other places, North Carolina and Texas and Florida and all over this country. People are looking to fill jobs for people who just want to work hard. See, Barack Obama just said, for those that just want to work hard to walk in and get a job for 30 or 40 years, it's not going to happen. Yes, it is. Because work ethic really is the foundational principle of this country. We didn't get here by sitting on the couch. We didn't get here by feeling sorry for ourselves. We didn't get here by saying, oh, shucks, it just won't work. Woe is me. That's not how we got here. And that's true of liberals and conservatives and everybody in between. You didn't get to where you are by sitting on your hands as a general rule. You got there by busting your tail, whether it was in school or in a job or in a business you created. That's the way it is. The magic wand, somebody should have explained to Barack Obama, is hard work. I mean, you look at this president, whether you like him or don't like him, but Donald Trump gets up at 5, 5:30 in the morning every day, works till 11 o'clock at night every day. He can't be outworked. That's the thing. People around him say it's unbelievable the pace he keeps because he cannot be outworked. And that's the difference. The difference is the willingness to work hard to make something happen. 90% of life is showing up. 90% of life is not luck. It's not my ship came in. Your ship's not coming in. You need to go get it. And it galls me today to listen to Democrats who told us that, did you know that Barack Obama's growth for the entire 8 years was 1.6%? GDP growth over 8 years was 1.6%, of which he spent 8 years blaming George W. Bush. And they said the idea that Donald Trump would reach 4% growth was nothing more than fanciful dreaming. It was daydreaming. It wasn't possible. And here we are at plus 4% growth. The unemployment rate at less than 4%. Historically low. Workforce participation at an all-time high. Unemployment in the Hispanic and Black community at all-time lows. You can't tell me that we owe that to Barack Obama. We don't owe that optimism to Barack Obama because you can sit here and say as you want, but the bottom line is this. The economy has improved dramatically over 18 months. Every indication is there. It is the number one story. People working, people going to work, all of these things happening is the number one story in America. I don't need to be distracted by sideshows and circus acts because I know that America is stronger today. Now, we do have to deal with debts and deficits, and making sure we don't spend ourselves completely into oblivion, that needs to be addressed. But here in the short run, I can tell you, the economy is hitting on all cylinders. You know it, I know it, and so does everybody else. And the Democrats are trying to take credit for themselves when they mocked Barack, mocked Donald Trump, that is, the things that he was going to do. Magic wand? No, the magic formula is hard work. The road to Michigan's future is paved by hardworking construction workers, earning a great living, working hard, and building something better than themselves. You can find out more by going to stevegruber.com and clicking on the Michigan Construction.
And now a message
website.
From Salt and Light Global and its Justice Center. Freedom is never free. Fighting tyranny everywhere, the Great Lakes Justice Center speaks truth for the persecuted and most vulnerable. Please consider donating generously to Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. We need your support. To donate, go right now to GreatLakesJC.org. That's GreatLakesJC.org. GreatLakesJC.org.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.